Finding new ways of doing things can be exciting, but also daunting and at times quite stressful. So it's always a comfort to remember the things which represent normality. So, in a year when our seaside resorts have been more or less out of bounds, here's Tony with reminiscences of a real gem.
Welcome to Cromer. Not just the star of the East Coast, but one which shines and continues to do so across the whole country and beyond, and has done for so many years. Until 2020, the thought of not being able to visit our wonderful coastal communities during peacetime would have been quite unthinkable. It's something we all look for granted, a day out with the family on the beach, a wander through the streets, or a stroll on the cliffs. Norfolk and Suffolk are truly great places to live with so much to offer. And then, due to a deadly virus, we were told to stay away and to stay at home. Our thoughts are with those who have been victims of this terrible disease, and also the men and women, whole families, who rely on visitors for their living. Boarded up shops and restaurants and public buildings, from hotels to beachside kiosks, it's so heartbreaking. The railway arrived in 1876, bringing with it visitors from far and wide. As with other towns, Cromer was served by two stations built by competing private companies during the Victorian age. Such a grand bathing resort, it was patronised by a nanny with a young charge called Winston Churchill, a not-so-young Lord Tennyson, and no less than Austria's Empress Elizabeth and Germany's Kaiser Wilhelm II. Cromer had a workaday pier as early as 1391, and the last of several wooden jetties lost in 1897. The jewel in the Cromer crown is the pier, and the new one was opened in June 1901 amid much fanfare with the rival railway companies, the Great Eastern and the Midland and Great Northern, ferrying VIPs from far and wide. The Blue Viennese Band played in an open bandstand converted into a pavilion 4 years later for concert parties. Business boomed. The posh patronised Cromer, and hotels such as the Hotel de Paris and others were packed. Time changed with the arrival of the Great War, and then in 1939 the pier was sectioned and planks removed to sabotage possible Nazi landings. The pier was smashed in the Great Gale of 1953, which destroyed the pavilion, but it was rebuilt and has now a seaside treasure offering wonderful shows for the whole family throughout the year. Oh, for the good times to return. And let's not forget another Cromer treat, the tasty crabs. And of course, a word of thanks for the courageous and world-famous lifeboatmen based in Cromer then and now. Lifesavers.
Ah, yes, a Cromer crab. How delicious. Thank you, Tony.